In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. After the exiles had returned from Babylon, they began the rebuilding of Jerusalem, its walls, and eventually the temple itself. And while they were doing this, they discovered a copy of the Law of Moses. Think about that for a moment, would you? They had to rediscover a copy of the law, of a book of the Law of Moses. The Law of Moses was the fundamental reality of the children of Israel. It is the covenant which God made with them at Mount Horeb. And they had to rediscover it. Shows you just how far the children of Israel had wandered from God. And gives us another clue about why they were sent into exile. When this book was read aloud to the assembly of Israel, they wept, because they recognized how far they had wandered from God and how much they had lost. But Ezra the priest encouraged them to rejoice, because they had found the law again and they could hear it with their own ears. Rejoice and feast. Sometimes in confession, I'll get a big fish. You wonder what a big fish is? That's someone who's been away from the church for a while. My personal best record is about 65 years. This lady had been away from the faith for 65 years. That's when, after you're done with confession and no one can see you, you go, woohoo! And oftentimes, these big fish will feel an incredible amount of guilt for the time that they have wasted, for what they have missed. But always encourage them to instead to rejoice and be grateful that God did not give up on them and that they had found God again. We also hear in the gospel of a prophecy being fulfilled. The prophecy of Isaiah, which was fulfilled when our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ read it in the synagogue in Nazareth. When you hear the word of God, when you hear that term, the word of God, what first comes to mind? For most people, it would probably be a book, hopefully with not too much dust on it. Perhaps it is on your coffee table. Perhaps it is on the shelf. We think of the Bible at first. And while the Bible is in fact an expression of God's word, it shouldn't be the first thing that we think of when we hear that term. Because sacred tradition is equally God's word. It is part of divine revelation, the two aspects of it, as it is handed on to us, sacred scripture and sacred tradition. But both of them are God's word because they reflect the fullness of God's word, which is not a thing, not a book, not a tradition, but a person. It is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the Word made flesh, who has dwelt among us. He is the perfect and complete expression of God, because he is God. And so, to know God's Word, we need to know the person, the words, and the deeds of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we hear that term, the Word of God, the first thing that should come to mind is Jesus. We who are followers of Jesus have an obligation to learn our faith, to learn about the faith. Anyone here think they know the faith completely and sufficiently? Always a little hesitant to ask those rhetorical questions because I know there are smart alecks out there. People who would raise their hand just to throw me off my feet. And it's happened before. But no one should raise their hand on that. Doesn't matter if you've been, you know, some people think that if you're confirmed, you've done everything. There are some people that think that when you're confirmed, you know everything, and you don't have to come to church again, except to be married, and then to be buried. We call that hatched, matched, and dispatched. Not the truth. I can tell you after having spent 4 years at the seminary that I don't know. 4 years at the seminary and almost 30 years as a priest, and I don't know everything about the faith. Our friend Father Gray up in Park City has almost got a doctorate in sacred theology. I think if we asked him, he would tell us that he doesn't know all that he could or should know about the faith. There's always something more to learn. And that is especially true because over the last 60 years, there were experiments in catechism, in catechesis. To put it bluntly, they were failed experiments. People did not learn as much about the faith as they could have or should have. They learned a lot about making macaroni pitchers, but little about the faith. When I was at the seminary, we called it glitterchism. Well, what do we do about that? Learn more about the faith. That's why we have our parish subscription to FORMED, all those wonderful online resources so that we can learn more about our faith. There are so many ways to learn more about God's Word, who is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who entrusted himself to his church, and who we find in sacred tradition and sacred scripture as is taught by the church. My sons and daughters in Christ, turn to the Word of God, who is Jesus. Learn his revelation as it is taught by Holy Mother the Church, and do not weep, but rejoice rather that you have found him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.